Hi, this is Magby Aris once again bringing you the latest happenings and crappenings from Scurvy Town. Overheard at the bar last night, and you know by the bar, I am referring to the Boneyard. Remember their tagline, folks, get boned every night. And one way or another, you certainly do. Last night, there was a great you-know-what debate amongst the locals and the newbies. You heard it here first. I think most of the new folks are going to end up on a one-way ticket to a seasonal cruise line, if you know what I mean. As for us locals, we know the real story behind the localized mayhem. If there weren't any of us around, the noobs would pretty much be pwned on day one. They don't know how lucky they are. We're here to set them straight. But I should get off my soapbox because there's little time to talk these days with the hustle and bustle of battening the hatches still in full force. Anyway, amidst the chatter of the non-believers versus those of us who've lived through at least one of you-know-what season, a very interesting rumor came to light. Apparently, one of our field reporters, tech and nerdcore specialist Pokemondius Flack, got engaged a few weeks back to some new girl with a ridiculous-sounding name. All I can say about her is congrats to Mr. Flack, and if she doesn't watch her step and her mouth, she'll end up swabbing the decks on the Marshall Sandstorm cruise line. Anyway, sorry, where was I? Oh yes, also at the Boneyard last night, Scurvy Town's own Sunday Charles made her return to our lovely town. She was passing out free samples from her new boutique before she passed out from inebriation and was carried by Captain Tullis himself to his lair of stenchitude, or whatever you happen to call it. Hopefully, she'll emerge from his evil clutches in time for the grand opening of her new store, which will open for exactly one day, September 30th, before being completely boarded up for you-know-what season. It may seem strange to some for them to only be opening for one day, but to quote Miss Charles, you-know-what season is nearly upon us, and we will need something to look forward to once they are gone, and in my case, I'll have a whole store full of shinies available for some much-needed retail therapy once things are back to normal. You know what that means, folks? No looting. We mean it this time. This has been Magby Aris with all of the latest from Scurvy Town. Hopefully I'll be back next week, though be warned, anything can happen in the middle of you-know-what season.